This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Power Business with Sfisos Kandana. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. and Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on Power 98.7.
Now we're talking and it is 51 minutes after 6 o'clock, Power Listener. One of the conversations is that what did consumers spend on as we came out of this particular festive season? Of course, that is the 2022 season. And so we are chatting to Solly Bellingen, who is the head of customer relations at Bankserv, to help us see some of the spending trends that we did see, particularly, I think, through point of sales as well. Solly, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sfiso. Great to chat to you and the listeners.
100%. And yeah, maybe let's just look at, the data that you guys aggregated and analyzed. What data was it? What form, through what lines of transactions were coming through as well? And then ultimately, we'll then get into some of the highlights that came through.
Yeah, sure. We had a look at our December spend. Banks of Africa, we are clearinghouse, and we process all interbank transactions between the various banks. We don't process all card transactions, so we always can't see the whole picture. But we do see a fair amount of transactions being processed, and we also act as a logistics system for the cash industry for the commercial banks. So it's important to also state that we don't see transactions where the merchant of receiving a card is at the same bank as what the actual cardholder is. So those transactions we do not see. But we still see a fair amount of transactions. Like in December, we saw about 142 million transactions going through our systems. So it is still a fair base to go and see what the behavior and what the trends were like.
Sure. And then just getting into maybe the high level trends that we did see, what came through?
Yeah. What was interesting that did come through was the fact that we saw an increase in transactions. So one would think, people are getting very cost conscious, but on our systems, we saw an increase from the previous December to this past December. And we had processed just over 100 billion rands worth of car transactions at point of sale. And that was 142 million, like I said earlier, 142 million transactions. The interesting thing, though, what we did find is that the value increased by about 7%, but the number of transactions by 17%, which really means that although people spent more, they actually spent less per transaction. That was quite interesting to see. The other interesting fact, when we look at our card transactions, I'll chat a little bit now about our cash transactions, but in card, what was quite interesting is one would think around Christmas you'd see the huge spike for December. But what we saw this year around was those first couple of days in December. Our biggest day was the 5th of December. And so it just tells you that I think this year a lot was still spent on the necessities. If I look at some of the transactions that were processed, the categories that were transactions were processed on, most of it was still on groceries. So in December, 45 million transactions spent on grocery stores. And the interesting one is fuel. Service stations processed probably the second highest number for December. Sure. Of 12 million transactions. So yeah, we know fuel is costing us a lot, and I guess this time around it's on more than just our cars. Eh? There are generators out there as well. there was a little bit of desperation that we picked up as well, probably from consumers, as we saw about 11 billion rand being spent with car transactions at betting outlets and casinos.
Oh, hectic.
So that was an interesting number to see as well. There are probably people trying to see if they can stretch their hand a little further.
But a lot too. Yeah, and I mean, what an interesting one. I mean, you made mention of interesting days that saw spikes. Card 5th of December was an interesting day. We saw 15th December, that kind of makes sense. And then, of course, 23 December. Has this historically been the trend that there's like 15 December kind of spike in 23? Yeah. Or are we seeing new dates? And I think that 5th of December seems like a bit of a surprise coming through as well.
It is a trend. trend. The previous year, we saw that as well. So one needs to always remember that month-end spend will always be your highest number. So but there still is a peak just before Christmas. So you will always see that peak, but your highest spend will still be your month-end spend. So, you know, people doing the normal grocery stuff and so on. I think that what I wanted to mention, though, is the number that you're talking about, 15 and 23 December. That's a number that we published in terms of cash that was ordered into the by the commercial banks. Mm. So the commercial banks process all of their cash orders when they require cash. They process their orders from us so that we can then ensure that the necessary cash centers supply them with cash. And those orders are quite big around 15th of December because it's just before a long weekend. And they want to make sure that all ATMs are properly stocked with cash, et cetera, and their branches. And the same thing obviously happens just before Christmas, where there's quite a bit of spend. So yeah, cash is still big. Cash was there was a little drop in terms of cash ordered by the commercial banks in December, but the commercial banks still ordered a total of 84 billion rands worth of cash to stock their branches and ATMs. So it just shows you, there's still a big demand on cash out there with our consumers.
Mm. I mean, did you observe where that cash was being ordered? I mean, it was the ANC elective conference around that time.
I'm not gonna go into that at all.
But RTC, I mean, it's been an interesting number. You know, power listener, that is real time clearance numbers coming out of banks. That's been growing quite aggressively as well.
Yeah, RTC is. Now we didn't publish any volumes now in respect of RTC, but RTC is definitely growing its real time transactions. We're quite excited. You need to watch the space. We'll be launching a new real-time payments stream very soon for in a couple of months for low-value transactions that are real-time between banks, and we're really excited about that. It's really effectively taking RTC to the next level, but that's the future for payments. Transactions need to be as low cost as possible, and they need to be immediate.
Some of these banks, we've looked at that cost of RTC for some of them goes as far as 50 to 70 rand single transaction, which makes no sense as well. We just need to modernize our payments rails, and these banks just need to get on board.
Absolutely, and we've been working with the banks. And I can tell you the banks are on board, and you need to watch the space. We'll be launching something fairly soon for payments in South Africa, and I think the consumers are going to really love it.
Sure. So, Ali, I'm super excited to see what's going to come through. Because also, I mean, when we look at banks of, again, the cash transactions, those have still been growing, ATM cash transactions at north in double digits still. Yeah? They're still looking in double digits. Quite an interesting one in the context of South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. Cash is growing by double digits in terms of the cash in circulation in our country, and that's really what we need to try and look at. You know, it's a payment stream that does cost the banks and the country quite a lot. It's an expensive supply chain. So one needs to see how do you move some of the cash related transactions to more digital solutions for consumers out there. But obviously, cash has a couple of attributes like anonymity and so on that one can't always replicate. So I think cash will still be around for long and
for a while. But the banks must behave as well, Soli, because in some of the more remote areas, the cost of ATM cost transactions there are way higher than in the kind of more urban areas. And so where people don't have enough money, where people have the least amount of money, you charge them more. And so what are people going to do? They're going to go and take out their whole payment in one go, and that's it.
Yeah, we see that behavior of consumers. I can't talk on behalf of the banks in terms of how they were charged for transactions, but we do see that behavior. A good example is when SASSA payments are done. We always see that. There's one transaction, the cash is withdrawn, and that's also because I think consumers really still like that those couple of notes in their wallet.
Yeah, 100%. Holly, thank you very much, sir, and wishing you a lovely evening further.
Thank you,
Sufiso.
It was a great chat.
100%. Power listener, Nivelo Soli doesn't want to tell you by Pumeni in Mali whether it was around the ANC elective conference or not. Oh, gotta love it. Solly Billingen is the head of customer relations at Bankserv, of course. It's giving us a view around the spending trends that we did see from consumers, as well as just some of the other salient numbers that they do study, you know, in terms of interbank transactions as well. And so certainly, I think always just good texture to come out of that particular conversation. Of course, it's Good News with Sbayanda.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.